We are continuing our shir on the special shir on Shah Kavanas in Yanei Purim, and this is our second shir. We are starting again. We continue reading the Shah Kavanas, and we are on page Kuf Tes at the bottom of the second column where it starts with Omnam. So we're going to start reading, and basically he's going to describe to us why do we make such a Purim. Ledoros, why is it? What's the purpose of that? So it says, "Va'omam heyosi me'apulim ha'elu nasi b'kol shana v'shana v'lo hespik lasas b'zman zeh levado." Because it seems to be that they made all the tikkunim. Molchan Esther made all the tikkunim b'shas b'zmano. So what's the point of recreating this scenario again every year? V'tamhu k'Hashem yisbar v'ach ma'v'ratzo. So the Eibshter wanted, as we saw already in the period of the Tekufa of Mordechai v'Esther, this tremendous Ateres Yisod, the Abba, that came out, that very strong, powerful Yisod, which is like no other day in the entire year, this power. The Eibishter wanted to recreate that for us as a chesed for every year. Domita means the Zah went to sleep. When Zah goes to sleep, then that's when you have the aura of the Tels Yisod, the Abba, which is coming into Nukva directly. So, the problem is when Zah wakes up, then the Yisod comes out of Nukva and then will go into Zah, and that will be covered up. So the aura of the Atzas Yisod Abba will no longer be seen. That's what he says. Ki hine acher domita, when Zah wakes up, chosim ponim v'ponim, v'amochim hem v'zah, v'ein b'chim zah orazu, yotzes ad klal kiniz ke le'el. And therefore, aura mordechav m'atel es ligamre v'ne'elem es b'pifnim. So therefore, it's an interesting paradox over here. Even though mitzad echad, we don't want Zah to go to sleep because it's a tremendous a low point for Klal Yisrael when Zah, which is the Ashkoch of Pratis, goes to sleep. We don't. That's not a good thing. Mitzad acher, when he goes to sleep, the Yisod Abba, which usually would go to Zah, will now go into Nukva, and since Zah Abba is longer than Nukva, then that will protrude outwards, and we have a tremendous aura from Abba.
But in the meantime, there is a saponim. Between the Zman of Trilas Adumita till the Ateres Mordechai.
We'll speak about that in a minute. And let's continue on this thought. Mitzad Acher, when Zah wakes up, you think that's a bad thing now, because you had the ha'ora of Abba coming out, and what can you have better than that? So now that Hagamda, we're always wishing for Zav and Nukva to go upon him, clap it, what we're seeing now, the ha'ora of coming of Abba, that's a tremendous thing, but nevertheless, the Eibishter, that's the Chiddush of Purim, the Eibishter was Mekayim Shnehem. Both those toilets, because of how do we want Zav and Nukva to go ponim b'ponim? That's where we're going to get all the shefa. Because we're losing the mila of Abba coming out from Nukva, again, this tremendously powerful ha'ora, which is ke'en oilam haba. So that's what he says. V'rotza Hashem yisborah b'kol shana v'shana b'mei ha'purim ki yotza behem af im yuzum ponim b'ponim. That's the Chiddush of Purim. The Chiddush of Purim is right there in a nutshell, that even though we're going to go upon him, which is already a tremendous thing for us, that's fantastic. That's like Bizman Shlomo HaMelech, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. That's the best time we can get into. There is even a better time than that. That the Ha'or of the Yisod Abba will come out still.
I don't think it's a better time.
What?
This when you've got a Ateres Mordechai protruding
Kol modim is bottle it lost gavod.
Yeah.
Except for Purim.
Yeah.
There's no other day like Purim.
That's like the best matzav is Purim. Purim is not this tumita.
No. Well, Purim just means that Zav and Nukva are facing each other, and they can make a zivug,
yeah,
and we can get sheva from Zav and Nukva.
Yeah.
But if I can get sheva from Abba, I prefer to get a sheva.
Huh? There's not a tziur. There's no. We're not. Shoev to get this mitzvah of having Abba.
Well, the Osi Lava will be working with Abba. It's only Abba for Ima.
Did you?
Yeah.
Only Panim. There's no Musa of.
I'm not sure.
No, that's not the best for Olam HaTikun.
Abba is definitely a better shefa than Zun. Come move on, right? Abba is a higher madrega than Zah. Finished. There's nothing to discuss. Right. So if you have the choice, you go for a shefa coming from Abba as opposed to Zah.
Kidu, you say the grandfather is wiser than the father, so let's have the chinuch from the grandfather. No, the parents are the mechanchim, not the grandparents. Or God, the grandfather is.
It's not a good dogma.
I think it's very.
It's not a good dogma.
Why?
If the better dogma is the grandfather wants to give you $10,000, and the father wants to give you $10.
Where are you take money?
So that's it. Move on. When it comes to money, you understand, right? It's the same thing over here. Abba wants to give a lot of shefa, and Zah can only give what he can give, which is $100, $10 with the shefa.
It's strange shefa because it's not through. It's not through the zivug.
Oh, it doesn't matter. The shefa from Abba, that's right. The Purim, the highest there all year round. The entire year we go pony to pony. Every time we go pony to pony all the time. Shmoneh Esrei, we're always going pony to Sim Shalom, right?
So nice. This is matter of Dumita and Peturim. We don't have this in the Shmoneh Esrei.
Okay, we're going to speak about it. Well, we'll get to that point in a minute.
It's not just Purim, by the way, which will be lost love.
There's one.
Chanukah.
Chanukah, Abraham being Shavuos.
The Gemara says Rashi. This is a Gemara, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're different midrashim. Brings right at the end of the
Okay, listen, Zosa, I'm reading the Arizal on here. We're going to shift to Arizal tonight. Okay, so let's continue over here. Where do we get off to?
Or is Mordechai Nesvot Teres Gambi Nesvot for the Bechdim?
Shana Rosh Mordechai Nesvot Dormita Lachen, what's that?
Ve'inyanu
Ki b'kol shana v'yomim ahem kasha yinkantu amokhi v'rachel v'so Dormita d'za, so Zah sleeping v'shef is going to go by Rachel. He's just repeating himself basically. Yarzu upon him upon him. Lotit bate al oranan is keres. That's the chiddush of Purim. Vitishar sham kayemes vinir shemes. V'av gam achi histalkus amurchim ha'ilu mimenu. V'yarzu bizad. Mizad's waking up. V'zesod mashom akosu v'zichon lo yasuf mizaram. Zichrom is Loshon, well, he didn't explain. Ki oisa ha'ara, here ateres yesod ha'zachar da'aba, hanika zecher kenoda, vizichron hu. So it's a play on words, even though zichrom is a remembrance, but the root word is zachar, which is male, that's referring to Abba. Lo Yosuf, he says, mizaram bimea purim, Meir Purish because Shana B'Shana. Yosuf is also Loshon Yosuf, as I think Pri Etzchaim brings it to Loshon Yesod. So the Zecher, the Zocher, means the Yesod, the Abba, will never leave Mizar Am, the Pri Etzchaim, so Mizar Mizrachel. So that's sort of a drush in that pasuk.
From
Bia? Why from Rachel? I'm just calling it Pri Etzchaim. I think it's very close. So that's what he tries. That's the right from this pasuk. Okay. Also, teres yesod zachar da'aba nikra zecher kenodem zichron velo yasuf mizaram bimei purim shebekol shana v'shana kinizka. Okay. Then he says lachein. Oh, here this is what we're talking about. Lachein lo'asid lavo kol asforim ibadlu chutz mevegila. So he doesn't say Megillah says he doesn't say Chanukah. What are you saying? What? Lamed Gimel.
What you said?
Medrash, Mishle, Yerushalmi, Rambam, Abchez Chaim. Kol Amodim Atizim Levatim Chutz Meteir. What?
I don't remember. It's Yofel Lelev.
Excuse me.
Yofel Lelev.
Yofel Lelev. Yeah.
That's a Shavuos. And also, obviously, the thing was being Chanukah as well.
What's Yofel Lelev?
It's Sfadi. He's the son. He's the son of Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, we're quoting the Rambam here. There's nothing. Nobody can compare it to this. This kaim olazu af ach istalkus mochem in an nekeva. Ela bimea purim belvad. Belvad. Aber kana zu yesh yitchun gotel ela purim al kol shayamim. Says before. Afil shos yamim tovim. So nothing can compare to purim. Even shavuos, even Pesach, whatever. This is a unique, unique day.
What the uniqueness is? What is because it's v'yasuf, or because what happened is unique?
What's unique is that even though after the tzar wakes up, the Abba retreats from Nukva, and you have no more this ha'ora, special ha'ora, because it's being covered now over into tzar, Alpha became this ha'ora continues onwards and onwards and onwards. Okay. So that gives you the Ke'enu Oilam Abba for the whole entire day.
And it's strange because it may say he wanted to explain that it's not like this. He started to say that we need to have it every year. So the mate, it doesn't carry on onwards.
Yeah, he says the Hashem had the Achmanis on us. But every year this
whole every year goes back. This Sifon goes back and Kilu we there's a Durmita and there's a. It's not only this chelek which goes back. It's all the during the year. You don't have this after Purim. This eora is gone back. Just during Purim.
Just Purim, right? They have that one day of Purim. But what's the difference between them and us?
That's me. Every time I Pesach as well is like this.
What?
The Shavuos of Pesach is Ramshim.
No, that's what he's saying. The difference is that it stays the entire day. Every other day of the year. Let me tell you something. Maybe this will clear it up. There is a problem over here. Okay, let me just read Red Oyster Caches that we're speaking about right now, and then maybe get some clarity. So. The shaila is, what is the Nes Godol? This is a posh the kasha. What's the? He says it's a Nes Godol by Purim, as we say. It's a Yesh Yitron Godol al Purim al Kol Shai Yomim. That we know that that Bimei Purim of Mordechai the Esther. He started off the whole shtickle over here. Let's just regress a little bit. What did he start? He started Mamish at the beginning. He says that this Tekufa happened after the 70 years of Bavel. Okay, I should read you the lesson here. In the rotzim lazov the ach ba'ach and the golus the ach ba'ach. Okay, because it's one of golus omdim zav nukva ach ba'ach bekolimeichol. And then he says v'hine. When Mordechai and Esther came along, I besof shivim shana shel golus bavel. Okay? Now, listen to this. Again, as kvar b'yameihem, heschil inyan tikun zav v'nukva, kete lazo apim panim, v'inyan haschol zu. He in Domitza Shenase as Yemehem. So soon after the 70 years, all of a sudden everything changed. Zah goes to sleep, and now since Zah goes to sleep, it's Zman Dor Nisa. So the entire Tekufa of Mordechai v'Esther is Zman Dor Nisa. Okay. So what the question is then? What is the big ness of Purim Bizmanam? That the Eteras Yisod, obviously, when Zah is sleeping, the Eteras Yisod of Abba is going to come out from Nukva. So what's this Ki'ilu, you know, the Haman is planning the whole thing, and everybody's getting worried. What do you mean? The Eteras Yisod of Abba is all around.
And that's before. Before Eteras Yisod Nuk. The Gatz of Purim is, the Gatz story is between Domita and the
protruding
of Abba into Ateres Yisod into Nuk.
Right. Okay. So we have to fit the story in this, and where this fits. You know, it seems to be after the 70 years, then the whole Haman story starts and Mordechai and Esther. But you have to say that no, that Haman and Achashverosh, they started before. Within before the 70 years,
before after the Domita, before the
before the 70, after the 70 years started the Domita, yeah. Okay.
And now started the Sipur.
So what's what are we worried about? Mordechai, Haman, and Achashverosh.
Because of the Domita.
If it's Domita,
you said last year that Haman saw that he was not Domita.
Right, the Gemara says the Megillah. Right, he saw the Yesh No Am Yoshan Eloka Shesonehem. Right?
Because of Domita.
Domita is sleeping. But that's good for a mile. And that's what he says. Inyan Hascholah Zu, what's the Hascholah Zu of the Geula? Hin Inyan Domita. Licked in the Domita is the Hascholah of the Geula. That means the Atas Yisod, the Abba comes out already.
Already?
As soon as he sleeps, where's Abba? Abba comes straight. Abba Shefi is passing Sheva constantly to Zah. He has to be. In order to give Zah sleeping, Abba says, you know, I got to do this, you know. So he's passing now Shefa directly into Nukva.
Yeah.
So what's this whole bidding of Domisa is a bad thing? That's so we said Gufa Domisa is a great thing. It's even better than Ponim Baponim. You're getting directly the Shefa from Abba Vima, right?
So why is Ponim Bichla?
What?
Why do we have Ponim Bichla?
Well, we have Esther Ponim Bichla. That's part of the kasha, right? So we have immediately the Atesh, so the Abba coming out. That's the problem. So what's this whole story of Haman and Achashverosh planning, and they all got all scared and this and that? So I thought of two tools over here. That actually you can say that the Domisa happened, remember, after the 70 years, that's when Haman had to start his story, because then they realized that the Klal Yisrael, the Mesorah that Klal Yisrael received, that after 70 years they're going to be gone into Geula, didn't happen. They're still there in Bavel, right? 70 years, they didn't leave. So that's when Haman and Achashverosh took out the Kalim, and they made the whole party. That was the whole end of the party. But the pshat is Domisa. Even the Domisa happened after the 70 years started, but it happened gradually. It happened gradually, le'at le'at. Means it didn't just boom. He went to sleep, and boom, the Atas Yisod came out. Then you have no Havamina and no Maskana here anymore. You understand? So it had to happen that he went to sleep slowly. And like a person, the way we sleep is the way the Patsufin sleep. That's the way that we mirror. So the Patsufin sleep slowly. And therefore, the Hashkocha, the Yisod, the Abba was coming out, reducing his Shefa from Zah. Being mitzamtzem and coming out, and during that tekufa, Haman Achashverosh comes. Ooh, yesh no am, yoshon eloka, and therefore that's when they want to jump. That's when they want to jump. But the story continues. They didn't chap that what's going to happen is the shlekin shlab is when Zah is properly asleep. When they're properly, this is the great celebration. Zev Abba is coming around the other side and going to Nukva, and that's where Mordechai has to come along and triumph and the win over Haman and Achashverosh.
Yeah. It's too strange to myself, because why Esther Ponim, the Gantz Megillah is only by Esther Ponim, yeah?
Yeah.
If it's because of Abba being protruding Nuk, should be a Megillah Ponim. And the Chagillah Ponim.
Oh, so that's what I want to say as well. Is in the same way that Domisa happened slowly, and they gave time to Haman and Achashverosh to plan the whole thing, the Knesset of the Hilsa also happened slowly. It also happens slowly. You just boom, you know, right into Nukva, and then a Gilui Godel. We don't see that at all. So Mordechai and Esther were there, and they were struggling. She made Tanis Esther for 3 days. Everybody did tshuva, and Mordechai was wearing sackcloth, and due to that, they were able to draw down the Ateas Yisod Abba slowly but surely into the Nukva,
and then
the Ha'orah came out. And that's how we can understand it. That's how we can understand it. Now, there's a Pri Chaim over here I want to share with you. And he says, he asks a similar question to what we're asking. He says that the famous question is that, we find this all year round. We find the Dor Misan every single Shemona Esrei. And he asks this question. At the end of the Pri Chaim in Perek Hei, he says as follows. Yes, it's a bit different, but the same question. He says, "Afa pishe b'kol laila nichnasin malchus naid abim meluvush betoch naid abam." Even though we know by night time, there's also zivug by night time. Koyim chatzot achel tzoyis, but the same thing by Evishmon Esra. We find that the naid abim goes into Azagos asleep, and the naid abim goes into nukva. Im kem hayarui shebikol laila yizgali yisod abim. Bekitzur, every night should be Purim. Every Shmona Esrei should be Purim. We should be jumping around. Against Yom Purim, every Shmona Esrei we should be jumping around. It's Purim today. It's not Purim. Purim, right? So Zokta and Teretz. Yeah, this is the Pri Yitzchayim. Mikomakam ein oisa ha'ora yoytes v'nikeres ela lezman oruch. V'leze lo yotzo ela v'sof zman golos. So even Bizman, Mordechai, and Esther, they had these inyonim of up and down, domis, but those were miniature episodes, and the build-up was this after the 70 years of being in this matzav of golus. After the 7 years, all that shefa built up to make one big yisod, the Abba that came out and give a big ha'ora. To Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael.
1 year before Purim, nothing happened.
What?
1 year before Purim, was no Purim.
It was a build-up, yeah. That's why the Nevuah was after 70 years. It had to be 70 years of build-up. In order that in the 71st year, that's when the big Ha'or is going to come and just blast them out from there. And the Pri Yitzchayim also says I'll read the other Pri Yitzchayim. He says over here, "Vezu nodedo shenas hamelech, molcho shel oylam ki chozu amorchim bo, venis oriru."
Yeah, that's what we learned last time.
So it's vezesod venafachu.
Yeah.
Da'ainu shenafachu alidei ima venikrahu venitlabeshu venitkaimu dino.
Like,
that means it's move on from here.
Not in Luk. Not the Shnas HaMelech is Zah.
That means, that's right, exactly it. So this is another question, another problem we have, because we think from here, from this Psukim, that Zah seems to have woken up.
Yeah.
Now that's the problem now. Because we don't want him to, we want the Atest Yisod, the Abba coming out. He's the star of the show. As soon as Zah wakes up, then it's no longer Nishtehir Nishtehir, because we still haven't gone Panim upon him, and you're coming over to tell you saw the Abba, and therefore you have no Abba, you have no Purim, Nishkin Shefa Apanim upon him. What's going on here? So what's how do we miyashiv this in the whole story of Purim to say there was a tell you saw the Abba, and that's the Shorosh Neshama of Mordechai, and he came on, he was Moshiach because he had behind him the Shorosh Neshama, which was coming out in full. But it's not true. Not the Melech. Be'emza Sipur, before he went to his godless, before the Yeshua actually came, already Zah woke up. It's an anticlimax here. There's no way you saw the Abba.
I would not say already, I would say it was Epsa.
Right, yeah, thought. But you know, you expect it to be the entire thing, and then. Yeah, but that's not true. So the terrace of that is bullshit, because we'll find that's good for the Chiddush of Purim. Even Bazmanenu, even with Purim Bizmanenu, the Chiddush of Purim is even though that goes out, we have touted the Tevusa. we'll have them going Zah waking up, so we get Hashkocha Kololis Potis. We no longer live in the Zman of Domita. Okay, so we have that Shmira from Zah. And after became the Ha'ava tells you, so the Abba will continue and give us a Shefa. That's the Chiddush
Pur. Yeah. So what is the need of this Abba protruding after the Yisodeh?
Well, you have to start someplace.
If you would have had only the Chalek of Zah, of Nadvashat HaMelech, but Zah is Mitzoyre.
But you, again, we need a bigger Yeshua than Zah. We need a Hashpa from Abba.
Yeah.
To get us out of this situation.
Yeah, but Zah is Mitzoyre because of Abba. And because of Ima, he says.
Sorry?
Zah is
we need Abba without Zah. We need the pure Shefa from Abba.
Why?
Because we're in a big matzah over here.
I know.
That's the kasha. In order to save Klal Yisrael, when you have Achashverosh and Haman them, the great Makeshev, the tremendous, powerful people, the only way Mordechai and Esther could save Klal Yisrael is through the Shefa of Abba, the Tessius of the Abba, mm-hmm. Neto. Mm-hmm. Without any interference of Zah. Zah had to go to sleep.
So what did we need this Chelek?
So, what do you mean?
What do you mean the Nadashon Zamele?
Nadashon Zamele is a Metzias. Zah woke up. Zah woke up, and that...
That came because of that.
One second. So, Nadashon Zamele, Zah woke up, and you think that's a bad thing, because as soon as Zah wakes up, he's coming up to your soul that has the Abba.
No.
Teretz is, it didn't.
Yeah, but what did you need to
wake once up? So how does it work? The Maisha is, the Metzius did cover over. That's the Nesapur. That's the Nes HaGodol that we start off this morning. Why is it called the Nes HaGodol? Because even though the Tel Tzitzot was covered over, after it became, the Ebishter made it that it should stay the entire Tekufa of the Pur.
Yeah, but I don't see what's the need of Zah to wake up. Let's say Zah.
That's the Metzius.
It was not meant to be like this. It was Domita.
It's Domita, but no. The Domita is a Tekufa where it starts off the Geula. But who says the Domita has to stay? It only has to, you know, like a match. As soon as you light the match, it's good. Domita, 1 second, wake up. That's it. That's all you need.
No, Domita, you've got Domita. The Mochlin goes to do.
No, we're talking about 70 years of Ach Ba'ach. 70 years of Ach Ba'ach.
Ach Ba'ach is not Domita.
No. No, it's not more, but it's a build-up, right? So now they come into a Zman of Domita. You have to, the Zman of Domita, Be'etzim, forget Purim, is just to build up Nukva. That's a Tachlis. So you need to build up Nukva within a Shnia. 1 second, that's all you need.
Yeah, but the Chiddush is that Nadash Nasamelech, you was meant to sleep, and Nadash Nasamelech.
No, not the way we're learning here. This is not the Chiddush. Even if it wasn't Nadash Nasamelech, because again, we don't need Zah to make a Yeshua. We're saying the entire Nes Purim, the way that Ariza is learning this story, is the Teres Yisod Molcha. A Molcha is the star of the show, and his Shosh Neshama is the Teres Yisod the Abba. So not the Melech, it's not like we learn usually that's the clincher, you know, that with the Melech, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam woke up, which is that. That's not really the theme over here.
Yeah.
That's actually interfering. It's interfering. But Haguva, even though he interfered, says Arizal, after Piquet, that's the Ness. That tells you that didn't interfere in the Ness of Boer. So it's not the turn of things over here. So you have to work out these inyanis.
Mochin, the Ima goes into that?
No, we're talking about the Yisod, the Abba.
Yeah.
Goes into the into the Yisod, the Ima. And then into the sort of Nukva.
But
that's not a problem because Nukva, the Ima and Nukva are short.
What goes into Zah?
Now Zah just means Zah wakes up.
Abavima.
Okay, so those are interesting inyanim. Now, let's move on a little bit. Now, Bizmanenu. Let's move on to Bizmanenu. Now, Bizmanenu. This Manenu, we don't have it as simple. Because what we have to do now is not the fact that these Ha'ovas of the Tales, you saw the Abba comes back every year and it stays the entire day, even though we did Shmona Esra, we turned Panim upon him, and therefore Zah woke up, obviously. We have to do Pu'ulas in order to Mekayim the Ha'ova, to keep it going.
Dafka just the day.
What?
The Dafka just for that day.
We only have the Schus to Mekayim that tremendous Ha'ova only be Yom Apurim itself. All right, so the point is, no, how do we
want to count? What I mean is there's a pikir.
You mekayim the ha'ora and you mispasha the ha'ora.
Right.
The ha'ora's coming out.
No, at the end of the day, what happens? It goes away.
At the end, it goes away.
You go to
the house. That's what I asked. We'll see.
At the end of the day. Right? All right, I'm not talking about Shai's and Paskim now. Let's go. Okay, let's go back. Vehine. Because Shana Bimea Purim. So the Shai is, how do we mekayim it? Those are the mitzvahs ayom. That's the Megillas Esther. That's the Matan Sev Yoni. That is the Shloch Monas. All those mitzvahs, Pifash Pshat, is just the Malbereus and so on and so forth, giving Tzedakah to Aniyim. It's a nice thing. It's much more than that. It's Mekayim, this tremendous Ha'orah. It's the basis for the Ha'orah. And he says as follows, Vihine, because Shana Bimea Purim, Kedei Lekayim Ha'orah Haniskeres Anu Tzerim Lassos Shlosha Mitzvahs Ve'en Kres Megillah כדי להמשיך ולגלוס האור הנזכרת היוצס לחוץ בגילוי. So this is also to, it's also, yeah, legally. Now, והנה, צריכים שתי בחינס האחרס. והם אלו, אחת בחינה הארץ היסוד, ההוד, אבא, ברחל, לצור תיקון בניין פרצוב. That's the argument. That's the Poshup Shant is why Abba is going into Rachel Dafka. And then that's the Iketam Batsim. That's to build her up in order that she can become a part of Shalom. In order that then she can eventually go Panim upon him. Kilachein nichnasim amochim and he's gone. But that's really the Tafkid why Abba is coming in here. Kidiz Gadla, but I saw the parts of Kiniska. Vizinase besod matanas le'ev yoni. Ki Rochel nikras ani ve'evyon. Right, she's Malchus l'tigam klum. She has to build up the dal. That's why it's compared to the dalit. The yisod abba nikras tzadik. Yisod is always tzadik. Not in lam tzedakah manos amatonos va'aros. V'ze miskayim alidei she'anu notim lemata matonos ve'evyonim. V'alidei mitzuzu nasi dugmos lemalam bechina shnia. Okay, that's the Maton Sev Yonim, the building up Rachel, via the Sotel Sisod Abba, which is a Tzadik.
Yeah, according to that, the mitzvah of Maton Sev Yonim is, as much as you have a mitzvah to give, the Anya has a mitzvah to receive. Should be potter to Maton Sev Yonim.
Who should be potter?
The Anya.
Potter what, giving? Or
yeah.
Why is he potter giving?
Because by receiving is...
He also is an awesome kind of this, however. The ha'orah has to be mukuim by everybody.
As much as the giver can't be a receiver, yeah? I'm very rich, yeah? So nobody's going to give me what I said, you know? Yeah? Afal piken, I played my role in this relation between Abba and Rachel.
Yeah?
So the person who receives plays the role of Rachel.
It's not really the Indian of receiving, bad sense. It's the Indian of giving.
We're not receiving, Rachel is receiving.
What?
From Abba.
Yeah, but again, we want to make kind the ha'ora of a tells you that, but that's the chiddush of Pesach. That's the whole inyan. We want to draw it down and make kind of keep it the entire day. That's only by giving.
Yeah, okay.
We just need an echitim to give.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and then he said, now that's the first inyan. Now the bechina sheshnia shnis he ki aches sheniskayim a part of rachel atzma aridiat tzedakah matzas yevyonim otir ha'ora shitit kayim. So that generates it. That sparks the so the avodah to come down. And then to miskayim it ba besod mokim atzma shela mitlabish mitoch parts of esesfir shela veesedomi. So that means the yisod the Abba is coming in, is mashpir. Well, he's mashpir something. He's not just the fact he's coming in. He's mashpir. It's called mokim the godless, and that vitzalu shitkayma ora hanisker b'mokim shela kol ayamim ahem nikraim purim v'yisher kayem et sham. ואב גם אם יסתלקו המורכים זה אבא ואמא אחרי אדום איסה ותרסו פונים ופונים והאורץ תום ממוקויים אין נוקפה ואם כל זה תשאר האורץ המורכים ההם קיימי במורכים שלה ולהסתלקו לגמרי כשאר זמנים כנסבר להר ואם זה טוב לו בקיום מצווס אחרת והוא והיא לעשות סודס פורים ומשתה ושמחה וזו הנה אכיל ושתייה כמובן אצלנו המוכי מה שנקבע נקרא קוקו. זה לא בלב גמרסי זה בייר. So in order to now to mekayim and to keep it going, then we have to make a suda. And this has to do with the kavanas of achil as well. So he says this. It's leinu. Yeah, it's leinu. This is in dush gimel de tefilas shacha. So kemuvu at leinu shemochin shel nukva nika kaka yudke and yudke. Venasi bechines yudke. Nasi mi bechines yudke. Veheim nimshochim ba al ide achila v'shtiya. Vezu pirush achila achol ka. How do you spell achila? Aluf chaf lamed yud ke. Achi. Well, you're spelling the words. It's five letters and just, yeah, just swapping the thing. And shtia is also five letters. No, it's four letters. Shintav yud he is, you're going to separate it, shintav and yud he. So you see ka in achila and you see ka, yud ke, in shtia. Ki al idea machal va mishte nimshochim la mochim anikre yudke. You want to send from Abba yudke, yudke which is shefa, into nukva. How do you do that? By eating and drinking, which incorporates the yudke. Gam nirmaza hi atzba mimilas achila. He gematri adnus imakolus. So al idea achila you may tapel in the adnus, which is the nukva, which is rachel. Liramos ki elu amochim shel yudkei nimshochim al yedei achila hem benekeva anikras adnos. Okay, so that's all right. It still needs a bit of a bio, but we're not going to go into that right now. So bekitzo, what you're bringing down is the mochim of chokhman bina, which is keneged yudkei, from Abba into nukva, and you're doing that through the mice of achila and shtiya. So you have the cows in there, and also the achila, which is gematria avadnus. So those are how that's mekuyim. The gam esther, which is keneged the malchus that we're talking about, he gematria tav resh samich hey samich aleph. V'hine shem adnus again, which is keneged malchus, bimiluo when you remali it, hu tav resh ayin aleph. V'hine shem esther chaschayud. Ubetoicha mistartaret anekuda apenimis nisateret is hidden inside of nekuda apenimis atzmo nikas yud shel adnus. So we're going to remove the yud and you're left with aleph dalet nun. Venika ester al shem shemistateres. Okay, we're going to go a few more lines and we're going to stop it here. So he says, Ad kan higi adush ha-rav zal. And then they continue over here in Shah Kavonas, Inyan mishloch mas, ish le-reu. So unfortunately, lo nizbaru mipi ha-rav zal, what is the soidus, what exactly is it doing? Is it to be mamshich the aura, tells you so the Abba, or is it to mekayim the aura? So unfortunately, we don't have this information. He says, Shema remez, maybe it's a remez, leina ha'aura yisod the ducha, which is za, anitin yisod the unukva. Ven yikraim ish le reyu yisod le yisod. Lekach nir le anisdati. Amashmol. Ad kan higiu kol sefer drushim shel Rav Zatzal velo yifleiti davar eicha medvorav erza v'dehila lakel yizborach. So that is ad kan really be'etzim what Rav Shmuel Vital took the ksorim of its father Rav Chaim Vital and put them in together. Now, why is it Atkan? What does he exactly do? For Mikana Haba, even though we find it in the Shakavon, it's really this is pieces from these next pieces in the Shakavon are based on the Pri Etz Chaim. When he speaks of Manois, Matanois, all these are mamish from the Pri Etz Chaim. So we're going to stop here for now. So Hashem, we'll continue at a later date.